And now, the High Tech Auto Report with Michael Garfield.
Yes, it is indeed car time here on the Michael Garfield High Tech Texan Show. You can hear me everywhere around the world, and we do thank you for downloading that iHeartRadio app. All of my information when it comes to cars and trucks, certainly find it on iHeartVehicles.com. Man, we're close to 18, 20,000 Twitter followers at iHeartVehicles, so make sure you check that out. Now, normally, this is the time of the program where I review a car because I do get to test drive a lot of new vehicles, and I take your questions, and I'll give you my impressions on the cars, whether it's worth it, whether the cost is okay, and what have you. Doing something a little differently right now, because this pertains to every single person pretty much in the world who has a car, which is you. I'm talking to you out there in radio land. And look at your color of your car. At some point, years down the line, but sometimes even more depending on the weather conditions where you live, the paint on your car, it starts to fade. I have known this. I've kind of had cars for 30 some odd years, and I don't know, maybe it's 6-7 years down the road. The paint just doesn't look as sharp and sexy as it should. And I think one time I went to an auto body paint shop and they've kind of, you know, fixed some of the chips and scratches, whatever. But you can do this yourself. And I learned this a few months ago. I was at an event for the Texas Auto Writers Association, and I met some folks with a neat company. It's called Automotive Touch-Up. And you can find them online, automotivetouchup.com, all one word there. And they, among many other things, they sell automotive touch-up paint and clear coat and primer. And I'm looking and I'm talking to some of the folks there, and I'm thinking, well, listen, I'm going to take a pan of a spray paint can and I'm going to put graffiti on it. I mean, I know I'm going to jack this thing up. And they're like, no, it is very simple. They sell these things worldwide, and they do very well. It matches your color exactly. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try it because I have one of my cars. It's a BMW. It's 2005. So we're talking, 14 years old right now, and I've really never had it painted, and obviously it needs a little something on the front bumper and whatever. So I said, okay, I'm gonna try it. So I went online, and I'm gonna fast forward to the end of the story. I was incredibly amazed. I am a car painter right now. So folks, 713-212-5950. You can get to the radio station. You can talk to me live. I charge $25 an hour, and I'm more than happy to paint your car. No, but seriously, you can do it yourself. So I'll kind of give you the whole quick process here. You go to the website, automotivetouchup.com, and it's very simple because you can find the color match that is absolutely what your original color of your car was. And so there's three steps. So you put in the year of your car, you put in the make of your car, you put in the model of the car, and then there's kind of a color palette where you can kind of scroll up and scroll down, and you can find the color of your car. Now, to be sure, what I did is I went I opened the hood of my car. I'll go back to the old BMW. Under the hood of my car, I found out by Googling where it says the original color of my car. And sure enough, there's a little plate underneath the hood, inside the hood by the engine, that showed exactly what color. And sure enough, right on automotivetouchup.com, there was the color. So there are a number of different things that you can get depending on how much you need to paint. There's a half ounce and a 2 ounce paint. It's got a brush and a bottle. And I guess these are good for little tiny kind of rock chips or maybe a key scratch or something. But they also sell paint pens. And of course, they sell aerosol spray paint. And they actually have auto paint if you really want to go nuts with a spray gun. So I ordered spray paint and it was under $20. 12 ounce spray paint, which was more than enough to cover it. They shipped it to me. I got it within a week or so. And then what I did, and here's the key. I mean, before I'm going to sit there and spray paint my car, they have videos, how-to videos on their website. Very simple, really neat. And so it shows you how to prep the car. If you want to repaint your bumper, if you want to just touch up some things, the one I liked is how to blend the automotive paint, because I was afraid that, oh my goodness, I'm going to have this new paint, then I got a paint that's 14 years old, but it shows how to blend it. So I watched a few of these videos. Sure enough, went out, cleaned the car, prepped the car, taped there all around it so I don't hit anything that I wasn't supposed to paint, like the front headlight. It took me, the whole process, because I was very careful. I mean, it certainly took me less than an hour, maybe 30, 45 minutes, because you got to let it dry. You got to go back over it again. But it was simple and seamless. And I was careful to take the paint, the tape off, and voila, somebody got himself a new looking car. I will tell you that. It's neat. So they've got an amazing selection of almost every color and every auto paint that you would need. Check it out. It's automotivetouchup.com. And lots of other products there. And don't forget how-to videos. And so if your car looks just kind of nasty or napping, you don't want to go take my recommendation for some of the cars to spend all your money on. It's worth spending $20 or so or less for a can and make it look good. Anybody ever done that? Open phone lines here on the Michael Garfield High Tech Texan and iHeart Vehicles show. 713-212-5950. Tell me how easy or how tough or what issues you've had painting your cars. But in this case, so far, Automotive Touch-Up, hey, good stuff. And, I certainly had no issue. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back here live, and we do thank you for downloading the iHeartRadio app as we broadcast all around the world. Michael Garfield is my name.